Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting it on this week?
Came across a great story this week, Chris. Linebacker Eric Kendricks of the Vikings, in addition to being a very, very good player, he's in his third year now. He's done an awful lot in the community. He normally does an awful lot with hunger, Chris, hunger insecurity, just hunger issues in the Minnesota area. But just a couple of weeks ago, he got together with the Minneapolis police chief, Arredondo, and he went to a few schools in the Minneapolis area and just read a lot to kids. And they asked Kendricks, you know, why are you doing this? And, you know, why are you getting away from your hunger a little bit? And he said, well, he says basically this was a chance to get together with a police presence. He says there's so much negativity with police and minorities in general in America. He says, I wanted to get out there, not talk about it. I want to get out there and do something about it. And he just kind of teaming with the police, it was just a very, very good thing. And it was a magical day there, giving souvenirs to kids, trading cards after reading to them, and just stressing the importance to reading. But it was a great thing, and but yeah, you can learn more about what he does, Eric Kendricks. Again, a lot on the hunger insecurity issues in Minneapolis, but went to schools 2 weeks ago and really had an impact, and he did it with police. So we can work together, Chris, and that's a guy like that that goes out there, doesn't talk about it, gets it done in reality. So kudos to Eric Kendricks. Great story this week.
Yes, no, that's a fantastic story, Bob. Good for you for finding that one. And, Bob, tonight I'm going to put the spotlight on Miami Dolphins safety and special teams captain Michael Thomas, who has done a lot of different things to make a difference, not only in Miami but other places as well. He was a leader on the team organizing efforts to help assist victims of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. He's been involved with the First Step program, which is a program designed to link local area kids with community leaders. He's worked with the Broward County Sheriff's Office, you talk about working with police, Bob, to conduct a ride-along and to work to help, you know, better the relationship, again, here, right, between the police and the Miami community. He's worked with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Miami. He's worked with Food for Hunger, which provides resources such as clean water, medical aid, food, educational opportunities, and vocational training to people in places like Kenya, Guatemala, and over in the Middle East as well. Thomas was awarded the Dolphins Nat Moore Community Service Award back in 2015. He was recognized as the NFL Players Association Community MVP in Week 7 of 2015 and again in Week 14 of 2016. So, Bob, I just wanted to put the spotlight and give kudos to Michael Thomas of the Dolphins for the variety of things that he does to make a difference, not only in Miami, but other places around the world as well. Kudos to him.
Yeah, that's great stuff, Chris. A lot of these guys we talk to, they don't just do one thing. They're involved in a lot of different things. It becomes kind of a thing for them to just hang their hats on, and they feel good about what they do. And we cannot publicize that stuff as much as we can, as much as we'd like to, because these are the stories that are not on the front page or the back page, Chris. They're somewhere way in between where nobody can read them. So it's our job to get them out there, and I think we're doing a pretty good job at it.
I agree. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Billy Sample, Tony Collins, Randy Fuller, Russell Baxter, and Cindy Fiesel for joining us tonight. And, Bob, as always, one of the great privileges of the day is to get to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Likewise with you, Chris. That was a special show tonight with some good friends, some new ones. And tell me what we're doing next week. I can't wait, my friend.
Yeah, next week. Former Bengals tight end Craig Thompson will join us. It's been a while since Craig's been on the show, so we look forward to catching up with him. Radio host and writer Danielle McCartan, again, someone who hasn't been with us for a little while. We look forward to getting Danielle back here on the show. Big Jets fan. Sticking with the theme of radio host, Jim Daniels, another guy that we had a few years back from KLOS out in L.A., will join us. So hopefully he isn't smarting too much from the Dodgers loss when we get to talk to Jim next week. And former Chiefs wide receiver Terrence Copper will also be back on the show, as you know, and of course Tony Collins, he'll be here to do our five-star picks of the week again next week as well. So another big show, folks, on tap for you next week. We hope you'll come back and be a part of the show with us. Want to remind you, how can you follow us on social media? Well, we've got a Facebook page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own pages on Facebook as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to see who some of our upcoming guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free from our site. On Twitter, you can follow me. I am at CT Mascaro. Bob is @Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, you can also stream us for free over on Podbean. We can't thank our friends over at Podbean enough for making us a recommended and featured podcast in their sports and recreation section. So for all of their support, we appreciate it very much. And folks, if you enjoy listening to podcasts, they've got great podcasts across all genres. So go check them out online at podbean.com. and download their mobile app as well. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Thank you, Chris, and you be well, my friend. And thanks also to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he does with our intro and ads, and to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, thank you, everyone, tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. We miss you.